for you to give you an opportunity to write a note for one of the blessing boxes for our college kids, military kids, and just write a note, sign your name to it, and we'll take it downstairs, and the blessing boxes will be put together right after ABF today and be sent out to them this week. Stacy Loyland is in charge of that. She brought the idea and got it going, and it's been a wonderful thing for the last several years. Today, she can't be here because her husband, Rick, is in ICU with a very serious bacterial infection, and she said she's staying there because if she leaves, she can't come back because that is such a contagious bacterial infection that he has. The good news is that he is in step down, going from ICU to a regular hospital room sometime today. And so keep Rick Loyland in prayer. We're continuing on in our Real God series. Next Sunday will be the last in this series, part 10. And today we're talking about God, the present God. He is present with us. So to speak about God as being present in our history, our present, and in our future, it's an exciting study indeed. I've really enjoyed preparing this message and gaining a broader idea of the presence of God. It requires us to discover another attribute or characteristic of God, and that's the, where's my clicker? What did I do with my clicker? Well, Kayla, you're my clicker today. That's the omnipresence of God. The omnipresence of God. The word omni, of course, means what? All. Okay, this is an all-directional mic. I can speak from it here or here. All around, the mic will pick me up. It's an omnidirectional. And God is all around. He's omnipresent, all present. Well, there are two other omnis regarding God's character. Number one, he is omnipotent. Don't say it the way I said it first when I first became a Christian and was at a men's retreat with my father-in-law, and I said, God is omnipotent. And I looked over at Ray, and he was heeing and hawing and just... God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He's all powerful. His power is potent, we could say. And God is also omniscient, meaning he knows all things at all times. These three attributes by themselves tell us that God is everywhere at all times with no limits upon his power to make choices and act upon those choices, and he knows all things, past, present, and future. Wow, just those three attributes by themselves describe a wonderful, present, powerful, knowing God. That's who he is, and that's who he is with us, for us. So let's discuss a quick question here. Talk with your neighbor about this. What thoughts and feelings come to mind when you think of these three omnis? What does it mean to you? How do you think about it? This God who's everywhere, who knows all things, who's all powerful. What is that? Just kind of start wrapping your brain around this with a discussion with those around you for a minute. Okay, ready to go. It's good to know God is at all places, at all times. He knows all things, and that he is present. He's here with you. Well, what does it mean that God is completely present? Here's a few thoughts for you. Follow along in your sermon outline. Number one, God is present everywhere. God is present everywhere. Psalm 139, 7 through 18 says this. And listen, just listen for the places where God is. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say that surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, for your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Wow. The present God, he's with you. He is present in all his creation, which means there's no physical or spiritual place where God is not present. As creator, God cannot be barred or banned from anywhere. There's lots of barring and banning going on these days. But not for God. I've told my wife, Kayla, that when she wants my attention, honey, come into the room, make me look at you, make me have eye contact, because if not, I'm going to say, huh? And start. I want you to start all over again, because I'm a one-track guy. How many of you guys are like that? Yeah. Yeah. Both hands. That's me. And so Kayla, get my attention, okay? Because I do want to hear what you have to say, but I need you to make sure that I'm present with you, Kayla. Sometimes I'm not sure that when I'm somewhere, I'm really there. How about you? Turn to your neighbor and ask, are you really here? Oh, gosh. Fortunately, we never have to ask that of God, do we? He is not bound by physical limitations. John 4:24 reminds us that God is spirit and that we must worship him in the realm of spirit and in truth. That verse tells us. God is spirit. We must worship him not with the limitations we understand in our physical world, but with the freedoms he has as spirit. Let's worship him with the freedoms he has as spirit. That's why Paul, when he's writing the prison epistles, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, when he's writing those, he says, I'm in chains not by the Romans. He says, I'm in chains for Christ. Yes. Say what five times fast? Oh, I can't. Not possible. Psalms 139, 7 through 18, verses 8 and 9 of that, King David speaks of God's omnipresence using the metaphor of a compass. Now get this, this is cool stuff. If I go to the heavens, which direction is that? North. You are there. If I make my bed in the depths or the grave, that is south, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, the sun rises in the east. Or if I settle on the far side of the sea, what sea would King David be thinking about? The Mediterranean Sea. From Jerusalem, that is the direction of west. You are there. North, south, east, west, wherever I go, whatever I think of, you are there. Your hand will guide me. So God is present everywhere. Number two, God is in the heights of heaven. Psalm 123. Let me back up a few chapters here. Psalm 123, verse 1 says this. I lift my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. When speaking of God's supremacy, the word heaven is sometimes used as the highest position of authority. And when used plural, heavens, it is used to mean that out of all the authorities on heaven and earth, God is the highest. God is always the highest. God holds the highest position. Psalm 97:9 says, "For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth, above the earth." That's where we get this song, Psalm 97:9. Isaiah 6:1, Revelation 4:2 also speak of God being the highest. God's omnipresence means that all of who he is present. Everybody go, yay! He's always present. He's present with you. His complete presence is there to guide you, to correct you, to correct misunderstandings of who he is, and to correct misunderstandings of who you are. His presence means all of his authority is there to protect you as you serve his cause on earth and challenges you to grow up in the unity of the faith, as we are told in Ephesians 4. All of who God is present to help you when relationship problems arise in the church. All of God is there. When marriage problems arise, all of God is there. You can remain present with God and with relationships that need his direction and counsel. God is there. All of him is present. God will never go, what was that, Kayla? Can you say that again? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. That'll never happen when you're speaking to God, when you're needing his character, his attributes to show up. I have friends with whom mutual sharing of who we are, warts and all. Do you have friends like that? You can share yourself, here's who I am, and you're not afraid of that kind of sharing. It has brought a comfort and peace to my life. God wants you to know him so well that his presence is like that too. That his presence completes you. All of who God is, the complete package of his character, is present to lead your life so that your character can then bring love and peace and healing to other people. Church, this is why you are here. You receive love and peace and healing and then give that to others as God guides and directs. I have some acquaintances that I've been praying for the last several years. Lord, I need an opportunity. I don't know these folks well enough to approach in a direct way. So give me an opportunity, and this week, went to a meeting, and one of the two was there, and we got to talking. And now I have an open door, because I asked for it. Did you hear that? When God gives you an opportunity, ask for the opportunity to connect. Hey, could we come over and just visit? Maybe it's a neighbor. However it is, when God opens a door for you, that's a door to connect. Connect with your friends and your family and your neighbors and so on. Remember this, your God is completely present with you when you're doing that. Because he's there too. God said in 2 Peter 3:9, I am not slow about returning as some people claim. But I am waiting as long as I choose to wait so that as many who will come to repentance will come to repentance. That's not just God saying that's what he's doing, because whenever God says this is what he's doing, it's also a you doing. It's a you doing as well, isn't it? God is being patient. Get to it, church. Yeah. God is at work because he's a present God. Are we a present church? Well, find comfort in all this, God being present. But even more so, find strength and boldness in it, because the truth that God is present shouts Paul's rhetorical question, if God is for us, you finish it. Who can be against us? You may have more questions about God's presence, but we only have time today to focus on this important question. Here it is. Are you present with your God? What is one way you sense God may be calling you to be more present with him? Isaiah 57:15 says that God lives in his high and holy position of authority. But because God is all present, he also lives with those who have a broken and contrite or humble heart, the Old Testament tells us. God is with those who will humble themselves and say, God, here's where I need you. Pride has kept me from saying that. Or, God, here's where I've hidden from you because I've been afraid of what you might see or think or say. God is all present with you. He lives with those with a broken and humble heart. That's how we become more present with him. Humbling your heart before God is the beginning of being present with God. Ask yourself, where do I know I should submit to God but haven't yet? You think about that. Ask, let that be a prayer. God, where? You tell me. You know my heart better than I do. Where have I been hiding from you? Where have I been resisting a command of yours? Help me be present with you. Is it your speech? Do you easily gossip or judge others? Do your words come out of your mouth that don't build others up who hear them? Perhaps God is calling you to invite him into your grief. Are you grieving? Have you had some loss? Perhaps you hold God responsible for a loss you've experienced. You're mad at him. That's okay. Be present with him in that anger. Ask your hard questions of him. Remember, he's all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful. He's there. He can handle whatever you give. Give him both barrels if you need to. It's okay. Is God calling you to spend some unhurried time with him? Let's be quiet just for a moment. Unhurried time. This unhurried time, I want you to take a deep breath and let it go. God is present. He is here right now. Is he calling you to share the resources he's given you to manage? Is there an action God wants you to take, but your pride or your fear stops you? God is calling you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Christian, do not hear that. What I mean is, Christian, yes, you may have accepted Christ 50 years ago, but there's still more of him you haven't accepted. And in those places, you are not present with him. Pick up your Bible and be present with your God. Do it daily, as daily as possible. And be present with your God. Humble your heart and say yes to Jesus. Let Jesus take the lead. Every day is a day to choose to be present with your God. And you must choose it or you will resist it. Did you hear that? Watch this. You must choose it or you'll resist it. If you've ever said, I'm going to read the Bible every day this week, and you missed two, and you said, oh, and you started resisting because you felt like you failed, don't do that. Your God is still present with you. So let's respond to God today. God's complete presence is with you. Be present with him. Let him mold you and do with you what he wants and what he wills. Your God is present, God. He's with you and for you right now. Everybody say that, right now. Right now. God is with you. Respond to him. Trust his love for you. Let him lead. Recently, I had a person who made a mistake and texted to me, Delbert, I am so sorry. I apologize. If there's anything I can do to make it up. And I said to this person, texted back, and I said, I don't need you to be perfect. I don't want you to be perfect. But I want all of you to show up when you do it right and when you do it wrong. And this person texted back. You could almost hear the sigh of relief. Brother Delbert, thank you. I needed that. Your God is saying that to you. I'm present for you. I want all of you to show up. Whether you've made a mistake today, last night, last year, 30 years ago that still feels embarrassing to you, I want all of that to show up today. Whatever it be, get up, suit up, show up. We're going to sing a song, and as we do, I'm going to ask you to respond to God. Take the courage, would you, with people who love you, who are keeping you, who also want to come and say, Delbert, I stand with you. All of me is showing up. I'm going to ask you to come and stand with me. Let's all show up together, shall we, church? Is that a good idea? Everybody say yes. The bell's going to ring. Let's all stand together in honor of the ringing.